بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The ruling concerning the translation of the Quran, quote unquote. First of all, what is the meaning? What is the meaning of translation? Linguistic meaning of translation. What is the linguistic meaning of translation? This addresses many meanings, all of which center upon making something clear, center upon clarity, clarification, explanation. This is the linguistic aspect of the term translation. Now, technically it means expressing speech or words by another language. Technically means expressing words or speech or statements by other languages. Now, the translation of the Quran, quote unquote, means expressing its meaning, not its wording. Expressing its meaning by another language. These are the definitions. Now, again, what you are hearing is from the words of our Shaykh rahimahullah in his book, which we were explaining earlier, Usul fi Tafsir, Principles in Tafsir. Okay, this is part of, this is a chapter on the translation. And he said that our tarjamatu naw'an, and translation is of two types. One is called tarjama harfiyya, literal translation, such that you put a word for a word, a word for a word. The second is tarjama ma'nawiyya aw tafsiriyya, a translation by meaning, interpretation, expressing the meaning of the words by another language without giving consideration to ordering, and specifically, you know, words after words to come word by word. Like, for example, let's take for example قول الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 3, Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 3, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 3, we verily have made it a Quran in Arabic that you may be able to understand, meaning its meaning and the mention here. طيب, الترجمة الحرفية, the literal translation is to translate every word, word by word. So you would say inna, and then you will put the word which is the meaning for inna from the other language, and you go to the next word, ja'alnahu, made it, then Quran, then Arabic, word by word. This is the meaning of literal translation. Now, the translation by meaning is to translate the meaning of the verse as a whole, irrespective of the meaning of each word and its order. And this therefore brings this to mean the overall interpretation. So here Allah is telling us that He made this Quran Arabic so that you know its meaning. This is the what is called at-tarjama al-ma'nawiyya, the translation by meaning, or the interpretation, overall interpretation. So now we come to the ruling concerning the translation of the Quran. The literal translation with respect to the Quran is impossible according to many of the scholars. Why? Practically, it's impossible, because it's conditional regarding this type of translation. It's conditional, meaning there are conditions which cannot be really manifested. Like, for example, and they are like the presence of certain words in the language you are translating to that are the presence of words in the language to whom the translation is to be made to, vis-a-vis letters of the language you are translating from, meaning there are words for letters. Secondly, that there must be tools regarding the meanings in the language in which the translation is to be made. Those must be equivalent or like the tools used in the language you are using, from which you want to translate. Those must be comparable or equal. Also, there must be similarity between the two languages in either direction regarding the order of the words when you put them in the statements or in the adjective forms or in the additive forms. Some of the scholars say that this literal translation may be possible to achieve regarding some parts of the ayah, of the verse or the like. However, even if this is possible, however, it is forbidden, because لا يمكن أن تؤدي المعنى بكماله. It's impossible that it will give the full meaning, the complete meaning. And not only that, ولا أن تؤثر في النفوس, nor that it will be able to affect the soul in the way the Quran, the Arabic clear Quran, does. And add to that, there is no darura tad'u ilayha, there is no necessity which calls for that. Why? Because we can substitute for it the translation by the meaning. And accordingly, if this literal translation is possible practically in some words, it is forbidden legally, except, however, to translate one word specific to a certain language whom you are addressing, so that he understands that, without translating the entire components. In this case, there is, it's okay. Like, take an example. Qala, kalima is one word. Qala, you translated in the language of the person whom you are addressing, and you say said, S-A-I-D, said, S-A-I-D. It's okay in this sense. However, the translation based upon the meaning regarding the Quran, then this is permissible in origin, because there is nothing to prevent it. And not only that, it could be even obligatory when it becomes a means to inform of the Quran and Islam to those who speak other than the Arabic language, because such a conveyance is obligatory. And anything that cannot be concluded except by obligatory way, then it is obligatory. However, there must be conditions met in order to make this permissible. Number one, that such a translation must not end up being a substitute for the Quran, such that people relinquish the Quran. And therefore, it's a must to write the Quran in Arabic, and next to it, this translation of the meaning to become like an interpretation. Second condition, and this is very, very, very important, the translator of the meaning must be knowledgeable of what the words indicate in both languages, either way, in either direction, and what they may necessitate in accordance with the context where these words occur. The third condition, also very, very, very important, that the person performing the translation of the meaning must have knowledge in the legal meaning of these words that come in the Quran, and the translation of the meaning of the Noble Quran cannot be accepted except from one who is trustworthy, such that he is an upright Muslim in his deen. This is a brief illustration concerning the matter of translation and what pertains to it from the ruling and types. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.